Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Florian Mesny. Florian Mesny is the head of North America for Emeratescape, where he leads a team of game designers as they build tailor-made corporate gamification solutions for global corporations. Before joining the corporate game industry, Florian worked for top players including Groupon, Booking.com, Voyage Prive, Disneyland, Accor, and FIFA. He co-founded a nonprofit in the U.S. called Travel Scrum. Well, good afternoon, Florian. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks a lot, Brian, for having me here.
Absolutely. This is exciting. We get to do a podcast. And like I said, I get to traverse the globe every day listening to a great story like yourself. And then we get to turn around and share it with a very large global audience. So thanks again. So Florian, let's jump into the questions. You've got quite the background as a partner, founder, entrepreneur, and now you're the head of North America for Emeratescape. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what has contributed to your success?
So first, thanks again for having me here. It's a great honor and a pleasure. In fact, since the start of my career, I have been driven by a desire to be part of new projects, thinking outside the box, and helping create new models. I always had an entrepreneur mindset while working within corporates. And I had the chance within these companies to launch new products, departments, or expand internationally or countries. And so that's what brought me to Emeratescape as well, because it's a mix of extreme sense of service, it's the question of making a difference. It's about innovation. It's about creativity. It's about having an amazing product and having fun as well. And on top, evangelizing a new market, which is the thing I love the most. So that's why I'm here and I'm speaking with you today.
Thank you so much for sharing, Florian. We appreciate that. First of all, your time, but also sharing your story with us. So thank you. So Florian, let's talk about the last 12, 14 months or so in this new and virtual world we live in, right? How has your product been innovative to help consumers around the world?
Well, since the behaviors have changed since the start of the pandemic, Emeratescape as a company were specialized and recognized in creating a unique tailor-made solution for its customers, meaning that we adapt. Creativity and innovation are clearly some of the strongest values that we have, and we are highly adaptable. And in fact, it was proven at the beginning of the pandemic. Emeratescape was the leader, one of the leaders of physical tailor-made escape rooms in Europe, and very quickly pivoted to becoming 100% digital, hiring around 20 developers, engineers immediately, and coming up with a product which was attractive to the consumers and to the corporates we were working with already physically. And immediately they all said, it's amazing, it's exactly what we want. And immediately we saw a huge appeal, interest, and they were all asking for this solution because no one was providing it at the time on the market. And we kept on growing this way. And in fact, very quickly, we started having, we only work with international and big groups. And we started having demands and requests from all over the world. Hence the reason why I'm here regarding North America. But in fact, we're speaking and driving and doing gamified solutions for multiple countries around the world. So what I want to say is that we've been adapting ourselves in an innovative way to answering the needs of each of our customers and understanding how they were themselves fighting to adapt to the pandemic, the new ways of communication, and we brought them solutions which were 100% customized and adapted to them.
That's amazing. And you're absolutely right. You know, it's just interesting and fascinating how we've all had to shift and come up with ideas to, you know, get ahead or meet rise to the challenge for this pandemic, right? And your product is simply amazing, and it's really getting us out of this cabin fever, so to speak, that everybody's having right now. So I appreciate that. And Florian, let's talk a little bit about tech. Maybe you can just share a little bit, but are you leveraging any new emerging technologies within your business? Anything you might be able to share with us today?
We are constantly following new trends, new technologies. We have highly capable teams internally who love to try new things. However, to be more global, we saw since the start of the pandemic that, and we understood very quickly that tech will play a major role in the future of remote work, and that collaboration within companies will come through technology in a personalized way. Companies can no longer expect to serve every employee's individual needs with just a few solutions that we all use on a daily basis. And so now it's rather offering novel solutions that will empower the employees and bring them together and create value. And so the way we design our games, the technologies that we use, going from 2D to 3D, sometimes interactive video, sometimes virtual reality or augmented reality as well. But where we are very good at is mainly on the 3D side and 2D. Makes us capable of really matching the environments and all the prerequisites a company might be looking for. The value lies not just in personalization, but also in satisfaction of the customers. And in fact, we saw that employees are more likely to engage with solutions they can test, play, with rather than just consuming what has been chosen for them on a daily basis. It's clearly what makes happier employees who are invested in the company's mission. Tech clearly has a major role in providing the benefits of socialization and team collaboration as well. Many think, and that in fact, we did a survey to celebrate the first year of the pandemic. And there were some surprises in the answer because many think that employees due to the pandemic and the distanciation and the remote work are disengaged, or that technology somehow is distancing employees from one another. And in fact, it's not the case. The opposite is completely true. Technology, in our case, virtual game solutions, they bring, what the survey shows, that they bring employees closer together, and they become an amazing accelerator for companies. Just like providing an environment and culture, companies will see that gamified solution can bring tremendous opportunities and cohesion internally. And it's clearly what the survey is showing us, that employees are looking for new gamified solutions to communicate, to exchange, to learn. And we feel that we are in the perfect space to answer these questions.
That's awesome. And Florian, you're absolutely right. When you infuse some fun, right? Like you gamify things, it makes life a whole lot different. The perspective is totally different, and it actually brings back some fresh energy to the environment, to the team. So thank you. And Florian, last question, could you share something from your career that would be helpful for those of us looking to grow their career in leadership or entrepreneurship?
Good question. It's never easy to answer because you always keep on learning on a daily basis. So it's always difficult to give an advice to other people. But something that has led to incredible experiences with my career has been the willingness to take risks and approach problem with an open mind. I mean, I'm French. I've been living all around the world, working in multiple verticals, and I've always managed to reinvent myself. So that's one of the things I would be saying to the entrepreneurs and leaders, to keep on, stay open-minded, because you never know when the innovation will come from. You need to have creative ideas. And in fact, it's completely true for Emerald Escape. As I mentioned earlier on, when the pandemic struck, there wasn't a lot of time for egos internally in the company. And Virgil, the CEO, and the teams, they took complete bold steps to pivot to a nearly 100% virtual model. And they accepted the issues, the problems, and they created themselves, they created a blue ocean, which is now providing extraordinary, and we're having a great future. And we have more and more companies in the US, big corporates, from big pharma, consumer electronics, to other types of businesses, confiding in us to generate events, gamification, but also to team building, and as well a lot of sales and distribution animation and team engagement. And we're really, really happy to do this. And so far, all the feedbacks have been highly positive.
I love that, Florian. I appreciate the share. And you're just one of those companies out there, those individuals, those teams that are helping bring back life, breathe back life into everybody around the globe who's, you know, had some difficult times during this pandemic. So thank you, and I appreciate all the work that you're doing for this global, for mankind. So thank you again. And Florian, I just want to let you know, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Likewise. Take care, Brian, and see you soon, definitely.
Bye for now.